Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
Give us your take on this. Is this a jerk thing to do or is it justified? To Venmo the gift of money instead of sending it in a card.
So it's just basically electronic funds that get thrown at you through text or email. PayPal, Venmo,
Right. Yeah. A lot of people are doing it. The kids, that's all they know, is Venmo. These kids nowadays. No. My husband makes fun of me because I don't have a Venmo, and he's like, who doesn't use Venmo anymore?
Right?
I don't know.
My wife and I, like, when we get paid, we Venmo each other, like, for bills. It's like, peel off half for the mortgage. Here, bam, and it's gone.
So, to Venmo a gift of cash instead of sending a card, Totally. Whether it's a birthday, a family member, a friend, a graduation, whatever, if you're still late on that graduation gift. Mm. You said what?
Totally justified.
Really?
Yeah, I got a couple angles. One, it's COVID safe. You don't have to go into a store and touch a bunch of greeting cards.
You pulled the COVID safety.
Number two, it's eco-friendly. You're not wasting any paper.
Oh, God.
And number three...
trifecta, yeah.
You get a card, and what do you do with it? You look at it, you go, where's the check? Oh, there's the check, and then you just throw the card away anyway. So let's get down to business. Here's happy birthday.
Give me my money.
Happy birthday. Love Uncle Scott. Bam. $50. Justified.
Can you write a little, now see, forgive me. I am like in the clueless section of this group over here. Can you write a little note?
Oh, when God, you've been yeah. Oh, sure. You could put little emojis in there and put a little birthday cake. Whee! Happy birthday! I haven't gotten too deep into this. And you can make it private or you can make it public so the whole world can see.
Oh, so everybody knows how great Uncle Scott is.
Right.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like that. To Venmo a gift of cash instead of sending a card. No, you have to do the card. You want to open up a card. You don't want to just bing. I don't like it. I'm old school, though. Maybe I am going to be the only one to say. I didn't realize you could send a little message with the Venmo. So you can write like a whole thing like you would write in a card?
Yeah, I never
so
do.
Lazy,
I send like goofy, like when Jill asks me to send me half for this bill. And I'll put in the little space. I'll be like, thanks for last night. And then I hit it, that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah,
we make jokes.
You're trying to make jokes. Nobody's laughing except
right.
for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this, though? Send it, like, to your niece or a neighbor's kid or something? A gift? A birthday gift?
No, but it's a great idea.
You don't send money probably to anybody. You're not good for it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Isn't it lazy, though?
It really is
showing. Already giving a cash is kind of lazy. Now you're not even getting the card.
Listen, go buy what you want for your birthday. You're old enough. Happy birthday. If the kids.
You're not even getting.
If it's a 4-year-old, it's a different story.
It screams afterthought. It screams, I just want to check you off my list. There's no sincerity. There's no... It really is just, okay, I was a to-do list on Uncle Scott's, you know, whatever. So he just Venmo'd me quick, and now he just checked me off his list. There's, you know, there's no effort needed at all. Zero. Mm. Zero effort.
Well, you got to remember how to get into Venmo. You're like, what was that again?
One, two, yeah. Three, three, I'm going to vote for no. I'm putting my tally under jerk.
I'm going to put mine under jellified. Justified.
What? What just happened there?
Call us up. 222 buys jerk or justified.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
All right. To send the gift of cash, not in a card, but through Venmo. That's it. It's your family member's birthday and you send them cash through Venmo. Is that a jerk thing to do or is it justified?
Like Venmo, PayPal, Facebook Money, whatever way, Apple Pay, any way to just send it electronically. Liz on Facebook says jerk, impersonal.
That's what I think too, Liz. I'm with you. I'm putting my tally under jerk because it does take that personal, you know, like when somebody gives me a card, and I don't know, maybe I'm the only one, but I save all my cards. I save, I shouldn't say all of them because that's not true. I'm lying. But a good majority of my cards that, you know, you write a special message and I will save it forever. Well, you can't do that if it's via Venmo or Facebook Money or whatever.
Sure, you take a screenshot of it and then you print it out and then you hang it on your wall.
I just feel like it loses something. There's zero effort. Zero effort.
Let's see what the jury says. You call 222-BUZZ, jerk or justified. I think it's justified, but we'll see what you say. Hello. Good morning.
Okay, if I Venmoed my daughter, my niece, or my neighbor for their birthday, they would pop and be so happy. When is the last time you put a stamp on a birthday card? I mean, people are so lame now. Nobody mails anything.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So you say you say it's justified?
Completely justified. You can put a note in it. You can put emojis. You're thinking of them. It's the technology of today, and kids, especially kids, use it all the time. My daughter, in college, that's the way to be.
Yeah, and it's instant. It means I'm thinking about you right now.
I'm sorry, it's fabulous because it is instant, and it's instant in your bank account. You know, like I buy my daughter breakfast all the time, and she just is over the moon. It's great. I love it.
This is kind of like the email invite. I mean, what happened? You know, does everything have to be this simple?
There's nobody email invites anymore. They all Facebook invites.
Yeah. Okay. Know, yeah. Right? Okay. You're right. You're right. I went old school there for a second.
You did.
Facebook invites. Right.
Thank you.
Totally justified.
You got it. Have a great day. Thanks for calling the buzz. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Good morning.
Hi, jerk or justified.
Jerk.
It's just not personal enough. Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified.
Hey, Scotty, how the heck are you?
Hey, Frank from Batavia.
Yay.
How you ringing in on this, my friend?
How am I ringing in? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's definitely, absolutely justified.
You guys are all single-handedly putting all the card makers out of business. Poor Hallmark.
Oh, sorry, Blue Mountain Arts, or whatever it is. Yeah.
Sorry, Hallmark. I think you've made enough money to this point.
There's employees who work there who need their job. I'm going to save every single one of those employees.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Thank you. Hi, the Buzz Jerk Justified. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Jerk Justified.
Justified all day long. It is a pain in the butt doing gifts for nieces and nephews, and cash is what they really want anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but to Venmo it, just to bing, here's your money, doesn't it seem so, it seems late, it seems too easy almost. There's no
not
effort
at all. That's what they want.
They just want your money. They don't care about you.
Yeah, they really
don't
care.
They just want their money.
They don't care about the sentiment.
They don't care at all.
Well, what are we teaching them? We're teaching them not to care and be greedy. It's almost...
Not everything's a learning experience.
I don't think so. I think we're teaching them to, you know, use their resources and get stuff done.
What happened to the excitement of opening up the card and watching the money fall out, and then you're not sure how much money your cheap aunt gave you, so you start counting it out? Don't
you like the little game you play when you get a card and it's got a check in it and you open it up, you're like, oh, there's a check, but I'm just going to look. Let me to
yes!
you. Thank you so much. Happy birthday and the cheeriest days. Da 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 da. Love, Grandma. Then you're like, how much was the check?
And it was $10.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Buzz. More
What's
calls.
What's gonna happen when we are able to really get together again post COVID?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big part of the family parties, is to sit around and watch the kids open up their gifts, and the kids get excited whether it's a gift or a card. What's going to happen now to that part of the party? You're just going to hold up your phone and show all the Venmos?
Hi, the Buzz Morning. Jerk Justified.
I say jerk.
Jerk.
Oh, good. Help me explain why. I'm struggling over here.
Yeah.
All my nieces and nephews are little, and they all love to open gifts. No one in my family uses Venmo. So card all the way.
Card all the way.
And then you get the cute cards. Like, my mom is known for the cards, the music cards.
Right.
You know, so now it's like the anticipation of what song is going to be in this card.
Exactly. So all the kids love it.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. But will it sway the jury? 222 Buzz. Hi. Good morning. Jerk Justified.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Okay, wait. Before you say what you think, if you were to cast your vote under jerk, you will tie up this jury.
So, this is my son and I. Again, this is Jake and Jacob from Webster.
Oh, hey, guys.
We've been trying to call in, like, every time in the morning I come and pick him up for school. So, before we go and do all that stuff.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So, both of us, lean towards what? What was that, Jacob?
Justified.
Jacob!
Jacob, you're my bud. Justify me. Thanks, guys. Justify me. Go ahead, Venmo that money.
Justify me. The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.